Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have joined their colleagues in other states in introducing a bill that would limit health care for trans youth. Two out of the three primary sponsors on Senate Bill 514, which restricts transitional care for people under the age of 21, represent Western North Carolina, Senators Warren Daniel and Ralph Heiss. Tina White, executive director of Blue Ridge Pride Center, calls the bill fear-mongering.
I think we set up a false dichotomy. I don't think this is trans people against religious conservatives, for example. I think this is Christians against Christians, and that's how it ought to be presented.
The legislation also advances the false idea that many trans people regret transitioning. A 2015 survey by the National Center for Transgender Equality reported only 8% of respondents detransitioned at some point. That means at least temporarily going back to their sex assigned at birth.
That's the kind of thing that we're facing, though, is the willful misuse of facts and a dependence on a public that will just trust its leaders rather than reviewing facts.
Even if the GOP majorities in the General Assembly pass the bill, it's almost certain to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. On Wednesday, a North Carolina House committee will hold a hearing on another transgender rights bill, which would restrict transgender students from participating in female sports in schools. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.